This episode of AetherStream is brought to you by Aetherflow Media. We would not be able to create content like this without the support of our amazing patrons.
Welcome back to a special episode of AetherStream. Today, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Joining us, we have Enki.
Hello.
Croatoan.
Hello.
Dylan Thorne.
Hamog.
I mean, you tried.
And our seasonal guest, the Starlight Celebration.
Do we even get that event this year? Do we actually get one? Because they've skipped some events.
Yes, like, we are going to get it.
There's a snowman. There's a snowman mount teased. So,
what?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah. In the live letter.
Does anybody else find that even remotely terrifying?
I was actually just thinking about that.
People are excited. People are super excited about it.
The Christmas bear was kind of a little weird, but now we're writing a Christmas snowman, and I don't know.
You're actually inside the snowman. It's pretty great.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm gonna show you where it's at. It's pretty great.
What?
I want to see, like, in the middle of downtown Limsa, a bunch of people, like, singing some song from Olaf in Frozen now.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
With a new violin that they're adding, just, like.
Oh, my God, yes. 5.4 episode's going to be so great when we record it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
But I will say the next episode's going to be a Dear Yoshi letter. I hope the editors are not listening to this because they're going to be like, what's this episode, Tilp? We didn't approve of this episode, Tilp. Tilp?
Nobody pays attention. It'll
we went rogue. And then we turned into ninjas.
Amazing.
I have to applaud that one.
I really put a lot of thought into that.
Amazing. It was good.
Solid hit, solid swing.
I understood that reference.
Okay, Cap.
Oh my God. But yes, no, it's that time of year. It's starting to get cold. It's magical time of season where snowmen are going to start talking to us and throwing snowballs, which is probably just snowmen.
I still don't like it, my dude. I don't.
I don't know. I don't even know where to start.
Well, how about we start with, like, what is Starlight anyway? Because as someone who started playing the game, you know, like, partially partway through Heavensward, like, I don't actually know what the origins of Starlight are. I haven't been around since, like, the first Starlight.
I am so glad you asked, and Kara can correct me if I'm wrong here. So Starlight actually is, I think the in-game story goes is that this was in the middle of one of the Dragonson Wars in Ishgard, and it was particularly cold, and there were a bunch of Temple Knights who had actually been going on patrol around the city, came upon some children who had been orphaned by the war. They were kind of out in the streets. They were cold. They were hungry. And it was against the Hellenic doctrine, according to the church, for them to actually shelter those children.
And this is how you know that it's the Temple Knights and not the Heavensward, because the Heavensward are the ones doing the heinous.
Yes. Anyways, so in order to try to help these children and not actually get excommunicated, they dress them up in their uniforms, which happened to be scarlet red at the time. And then they snuck them into the barracks to basically help the kids warm up and then give them food, all that kind of stuff. And years later, the children who had actually survived due to all of that kindness on behalf of the Temple Knights, in order to honor them, they actually donned these like red outfits and went around town giving gifts to all of the people in the city of Ishgard. And that then spread throughout all of Eorzea, and then we have Starlight.
I'm shocked that something nice came out of Ishgard during that period of time. Like, I'm not even going to sugarcoat it here. It's like, no, Ishgard's basically like, no charity. Charity sucks. And I'm just like, are you okay? Who hurt you?
You know what actually is really shocking to me? That wasn't Croa giving us the lore this time.
I was going to say, like, Croa, how did I do? Did I get an A+?
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good summary of it. It's just, you know, it's one of the tragic moments, because it's definitely associated with the war and orphans and everything like that. So you got everything. But, yeah, it makes me sad. The concept of orphans being left out in the cold, and like these knights, they're sneaking them in their coats, and you can kind of see the shenanigans. I think that would be really funny to just like seeing a flashback. It's like, all right, get in the coat, like come here, like I'm going to get you to somewhere safe, and you just this knight is just like, you okay? Why do you look 10 times larger than normal? And he's like, nothing, and like just runs into the
park. Get off the case about it.
Runs into the barracks with like his coat super poofy.
Yeah. Well, you just need something.
I think it'd be funny, but
the list.
But no, it's a really cool tradition, and of course, you know, with the orphans, and the knights were orphans themselves, so that's why they went to protect the orphans. They wanted to treat them differently, and it's just a really nice sentiment to the event. They pick the coldest week of each year to do it, so they can, you know, so anyone that's struggling can have that opportunity to spread cheer to all the children.
Hear that? And it's not December 25th, guys. Wink,
yeah,
wink.
It's,
yeah. It's a whole week.
Yeah, it's a whole week, and it's based. Yeah, it's based on like whenever it gets the coldest, so it might be different depending on your area. You know. Wudaw probably is like, it's not cold. What are you doing? But
that temple knight right there, it's actually six orphans in a trench coat.
I was going to say, actually, one thing that would be really cool, especially since, you know, all of our characters are theoretically warriors of light, and we have the Echo, is if like where they had the Halloween mini dungeon, but then they had a mini dungeon for Starlight, and it was all like under the guise of the Echo.
Oh, that would be so cool.
I would not hate that. I would genuinely enjoy that.
Come on, Yoshi P. You know you want to do it.
I mean, why not? They could get lazy with it. They could just like change some of the models out and stuff. I mean,
and they can escort the four adorable orphans named Tilp, Anki, Dylan, and Croa.
I think you mean trash children, not orphans.
Oh, oof.
Ouch. I don't know.
I will straight up sing songs from Annie. I would.
It's the hard.
No. Oh. No.
Got shot down before you got to sing.
And we already know who's please going stop. To be the Sterling Cranky orphan. It's going to be Anki.
Well, I'm awful, and I have no joy or love in my heart. I mean, call me Mr. Grinch. Just call me what it says on the tin.
Hey, but the Jim Carrey Grinch was that was a great movie.
Oh yes,
it makes me laugh every year. I still watch it.
It's like there's so much lore that we could go over for the whole Starlight Celebration, but I think we'll actually
There's only one that's the most important that everyone should know. That's the most important. It was 2016 when you got to meet Dam Elio. It's the only one that matters. The rest of them are great, but that one's the best. So
yeah, we'll have to save that for experience next year.
Read it. You got to read it if you haven't checked out. It's super cool. 2016 was great.
We'll have to save that for next year's Lorecast, because too much for what an episode that we'll have, but we're going to do something a little awkward on this. So.
What's awkward about it, Telv? What's awkward?
I'm scared now.
Well, it's kind of like that whole, wait, which song is that? Oh, I don't know what song that is.
Oh God. You know what?
Yeah.
This is what happens when you don't do your research. I stayed home and studied for the test, okay? I've got my answers right here on my phone.
I mean, what would you want for Christmas if Yoshi P were to appear in front of you and say that you can have one thing?
If it's absolutely anything that I want, anything in the entire world,
Just as a gift, though. Starlight Celebration gift.
Remove Asahi from the game entirely. I'm not joking. Remove him. Like, absolutely. Get him hence. Like, get him out. No thank you, Satan. Be gone.
Dylan, how about you? Uh-oh. Did we lose Dylan?
No.
Oh, sorry. I was pressing the wrong button.
Oh, shit.
It's like I had this like really great negative. No, I actually didn't. I was going to say I want multiple layout apartments.
Nice. Multiple layout apartments?
Yeah, it's like, you know, two-story apartments or lofts or, ooh, you know, just other things. I want different layouts for apartments.
Studio. I'm just kidding. I'm just
kidding. Oh, man. And for, like, actual furniture to work on, like, the loft things instead of, like, only having, like, what is it? It's just floor placeables that work on it or, like, stuff that's tabletop. I can't remember any of these terms anymore.
Tabletop only.
Yeah, fix it would that be while nice. You're at it.
Yeah, it would be nice if you could toss, like, a bed up there. But now you have to glitch it up there.
I love the idea of the different like apartment layouts. So that's a good call. I would almost favor that in rather than ask him to toss Asahi out of the game.
And just think of all of the salt it would decrease in regards to housing. The other thing is if I can't have that, then I want PvP housing.
PvP housing.
I want the housing to be PvP and there to be spectator mode because that would be entertaining as heck.
Ninja's broken, change it. I hate that thing. Character can become invisible and I can't see him. No.
Only ninjas would have houses.
They would just disappear and then hide and then take you out from the sidelines and then that's it. You lose your house. Like, no.
Kroa, what would you like Yoshi-P to implement as a Starlight gift?
So, is it, like, in-game or, like, out-of-game? Because I have a really specific item I want out-of-game. But if not... Okay, so, this is gonna... I have to explain it. There's, like, this, like, staff party that Square Enix had, right? For Final Fantasy XIV. I think it was the Stormblood launch, right? Mm. And they had a map of... the three great continents, but it was like huge. It was like the like big old post, not the one you get for the collector's edition. It was like an actual like blown up size, like huge poster. I want that on my wall. Okay, I don't know who printed it. I don't know who made it. I don't know why it's not on sale because I would buy it, but it's not on sale. I want that.
A great map, 100%.
Because it's like visible, and it looked so nice, and it just all of, it was like in front, it was like behind their snack table or something. I'm like, what are you doing? Give me that map. Like, I'll take that from you and take care of it. Like, please.
I guess so, I don't love money that much.
It's just yeah. I'm like, come on. Like, the map is such a big deal, and you only have one version, and it's cloth. And guess what? You can't read names on cloth.
Oh, no, I even have mine, like, sitting right here underneath my keyboard.
Like, some of these names are just illegible, man. Who thought this? Like, come on, give me a map I can read. Like, please. Okay, I'm good.
All right, Tell, what do you want?
Mine's, like, a request that's going to be, like, too hard to implement, but I would like to actually have a pet wyvern that would fight with me.
I think everybody wants that.
Yeah.
I like, think a lot of people are keen on that idea.
Because, like, Final Fantasy XI, yeah, the joke is your wyvern vomits on you as you use a magic spell, and then it does a healing breath on you. But anyway, no, like, you don't have to add the healing breath in there or whatsoever. Just, like, I just want a dragon to fight with me. I think it would be cool.
I mean, all things considered, we have, what is it, Eggies, Eggies? How do you pronounce that?
Eggy.
I say eggy.
I think that's how they...
Okay, we have our eggies and toast, and they exist, you know? So, I mean, it's a similar concept, the whole pet thing, and we're seeing that more and more, like we've said before, with Frey and with the...
Queen Automaton.
The mech queen, yeah.
Yep.
And we already had some of his pets, so it doesn't seem like it would be too trash to implement. I mean, the vomiting on you maybe, but like not the rest of it. The rest of it sounds like a solid idea. I don't want to be vomited on either.
Yeah. Like even just like out in the open world and you use jump and the wyvern just goes with you.
Nice.
See, that doesn't seem like it would be too tough to implement for me, but I'm not a game dev.
Yeah.
Tune in next time as we make our own game from scratch. I'm just kidding.
Absolutely not.
I
don't want that job. I don't want it.
I don't know. If the fans demand it, we might.
Okay, well,
If it's in the budget.
I don't know. I mean, with all respect to the devs, I've seen some of the critiques that they've gotten, and I don't think I'd want that.
Okay.
No, I'm too fragile. My fifis, they're delicate.
Aww. Okay, so how about we switch the scenario around? What would be something other than Anki, because Anki already explicitly said this as her want. What is something that deserves to be taken away from the game? Anki?
Yeah, I mean, two birds with one stone. You heard it here. I want Azahir removed from the game. Take him out. Put him in the trash. The whole man. The whole child. Let FanDaniel body hop to someone else. Please, Square Enix, I am absolutely begging you. Hands and knees. Like, I cannot elucidate on how much... Is elucidate even the right word? I'm so mad right now just thinking of his face. You know, I'm going to stop there. Like, go ask the others what they want taken out for Christmas. I'm getting too heated.
Okay. Kroa, what would you like removed from the game?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Don't say ninja.
No, see, ninja's fine, just not in PvP. That's the... everyone goes after ninja anyway, so I guess it works. That's true. Counterbalances. I don't know. Oh!
What about monk positionals?
Well, man, see, I don't know if this counts, but, like, those seasonal items where you can only get them for, like, 3 months on the feast, and they always do such a good job with them, but, like, you literally have absolutely no way of getting them because feast is actually really specific content that specific people run, and if you don't join that specific group, you can't really play it. Yeah. No, that's not cool. I want the gear without having to do all that.
So you want the restrictions removed to where people could get it if they did PvP, just not...
Or just something, yeah, some sort of
like
just easier system, easier PvP ranking system. Like, I know they're trying to get into the esports category, not doing so great in that category, but, I mean, the gear is so well done, and that literally, you only have 3 months to get it, and it's so hard to rank up because the system is so whack, and you're just like, bro, I want that. I can't get it. Like, oh, the outfits are so cool. Please make it easier to get. Like, remove the restrictions. I don't even know. Like, why is PvP so weird?
I mean, if you think about it, it's not dissimilar from what they do with the exclusive items that go to, say, China or Korea or Japan when they get their exclusive in-game stuff. Usually it's staggered and we get it a while later, like a year, 2 years, however long. And the same with emotes that you could get in-game being put onto the mug station. They could theoretically do it that way and appease everybody. It's just, make us pay money for it. I don't care.
I get the exclusivity, but it's like, it's so hard to get, like, on the average level that it just, I just gaze at this gear in wistfulness, and it just, please remove the difficulty. Like, the outfits are just way too nice and too aesthetically pleasing to be worn by literally one person per server. Come on. Like...
I mean, that is a little ridiculous.
It's okay. So good. They had some really good sets.
Dylan, what would you like Yoshi-P to remove from the game, if he would do so kindly?
Don't say bye.
Oh my god.
What?
Well, okay, fine. She said bard.
I said don't say bard.
Nice.
I mean, I would say that if there was an actual bard, but anyways.
Oh.
Shady tea.
How do they say on the cup of boy, or there's a cup of char? A little cup of char.
I'm trying to actually think as far as, like, I've been trying to think of it, like, what, while the entire time that you guys are talking about it, and I think I would like for them to remove it. Actually, okay. Oh, my goodness. There's a couple of different things. Remove more of the gender restrictions on clothing.
Agreed. You know, in this latest run, I noticed the High House Bustle is available to male characters now, but they did not give us the jacket. Square Enix, you cowards. You mean like Lacey Cups, girl?
One outfit that I've actually been dying to have on a character to be able to wear is actually Thancred's, like, modish attire, because I think that is such a cute outfit for rogues and ninjas, and I really want that for women.
Absolutely agreed. I think they should just throw it out the window, put the whole thing in the trash.
And make it
viable. Is that the Heavensward outfit?
Yeah.
His Heavensward outfit.
Oh, okay.
Actually have that on a character right now. Huh?
I do too.
Exactly. You know? Mean,
you know, share the love a little bit. Oh, sure. Butler's outfit while you're at it, please.
Yeah. Like, I know the Expeditioner's coats, knacks, and tabards are also being lifted on the restrictions.
Yeah,
the Expeditioner's.
It's all like rigging model stuff that they're trying to do. I guess they have to, since the gender models are separate, they have to make new items. I don't know. It's weird techie stuff, but they're slowly adjusting when they get time to do it.
Yeah.
It's like there's just so many items in game. I think they definitely messed up by making separate models for the male and female characters, like, because now like, as you can see, it's causing a lot of difficulty. And trying to go back and fix all that's like,
yeah. You report yourself. Give it.
Yeah. And, along with that, for all of my friends who play VR and Hothgar, remove the restrictions on hats. Nobody cares if it clips, but people just want to wear their darn hats.
I mean, yes.
I think it was, absolutely. Didn't they say it's like the head and the hat's like the same? They had to combine it for the detail on the head? I don't even know. Like, that's why they can't do hats or something, because they, like, they had to remove that setting in order to get the face to look the right way. It's it's all model stuff. Like,
it sounds like excuses to me.
Yeah, eventually they'll get it, more than likely.
Yeah, eventually. It looks like they're making a move in the direction of Dylan's wish, which means hers is the most likely to come true. And you know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly kind of side with Dylan. The restrictions would be the best thing to get removed, but, like, personally, I really don't have anything that I wish that they could remove, because, like, everything seems perfectly well balanced, other than, like, psychopath lover boy over there, but that's not enough to make me say, yeah, get rid of him. Yeah, no.
I'm actually okay with him staying, because, I mean, as far as, like, a bad guy that you love to hate, like, I really want to punch him in the face. So
he has a genuinely punchable face. I don't really know how they did it, but they're geniuses.
It's like, just before
everything he does,
even,
every tiny face twitch. Yeah,
before he even speaks, you're just like, I just want to smack it.
Yep.
Like, he just inspires the fight reflex in everyone. It's like, oh, I want to fight you. Nasty little gremlin.
I really wish we could do a 5.4 trailer breakdown, because, like, so much lovable detail in there. But
again, he does look like the gremlin from the Heavensward trailer. Sorry,
doesn't he? That
does. I was like,
seen them in the same room at the same time.
Yeah, they even. Oh.
They're the same person. Everybody admit it. Also, he stands. Don't come for me.
Such Wait, there's stands for Asahi? Oh, no.
Of course there are.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
The dude who turns his nose up at you in Limsa at that one vineyard, he has stands. There are people that like the guy. Don't ask me. People have bad opinions.
Wow. That's amazing. So,
okay. Here's another actual, like, random question for you. Not really random, because we all know this is scripted.
Can't expect us to do things randomly.
Yeah.
Don't tell him our secrets.
But is it really scripted?
Yeah.
It's like, as they all feel us looking towards the camera, even though there's no camera.
Yeah, we're having a fourth wall moment.
Yep. So, like, out of all the NPCs, like, which one do you think would be, like, on the naughty list? And then, like, which one would be, like, the top Santa's helper would, like, get the best thing if they even asked for it?
Santa's helper to Taru, hands down.
Sorry. I mean, I'm having an existential moment with this, because, like, isn't the entirety of Shadowbringers about questioning what is really naughty and nice? You know, like, I'm just saying, though. Like,
if Starlight Celebration gets canceled, Croa, I'm going after you a little bit.
You're all on the naughty list. Christmas is canceled.
We found out the Ascians had ulterior motives that actually seem pretty normal. With just them, they lost a lot and they just were grieving, and we were technically there to bring them closure rather than defeat them. You see, so it's like, do they deserve Cole? Do they really deserve Cole? Or just a pat on the back because they've been suffering for so long? So,
Zenos deserves Cole.
Zenos deserves Cole. He's cracks me up.
Awful.
The thing is, like, he actually, you don't really get, I don't think a lot of people know this, but they did a short story for him. And his childhood was just garbage. Like, he had the worst possible childhood ever. And you actually read about that, and it kind of makes a lot of sense when you read his short story, why he is the way he is, and then you're like, all these characters just really, like, there's a reason. Like, they're not
The genocide, like, is not actually enough to clear that presence owed backlog.
I
will say, it's crazy. I think I did read Xenos, because it talked about how his swordmaster was technically a spy, and he ended up countering the swordmaster and with his own ability.
Yeah, he had to kill someone at age 14. Like, that's not it's not easy for children to do.
Yeah, he's owed a lot of Christmas presents, I don't think. I don't think Santa's gonna balk on that. I think
his dad spoke to him once in, like, several months, like one time in Oof. Several months. Like, that's not okay. So yeah, they,
as you were saying, Inky.
I think both assertions are correct. I think that Tataru deserves probably it.
Seeing presents. Apparently, fried squid is now his absolute favorite. So that's literally the one thing he will accept.
Don't give him that. Don't give him anything.
Nero does not deserve presents. Absolutely not.
Nero's a brat.
I mean, he's kind of a dumpster fire. That's his entire being. He's always causing trouble, and he's being mean to Sid and saying, you know, everybody passed me over because you're so wonderful and everything. It's like, just get good, Scrub. Get good, Nero.
He planned out his entire magical girl episode in Omega, so, like...
So what you're saying is...
He got his present. He got his little fame when he did his little fancy thing. He's good now.
Fine, all you get for Christmas is a magical... costume changing, not wand, but a hammer. Yep. Hammer. No, it's a wand.
Why do I feel like maybe that's half the reason he's mad? Probably the same reason I got mad at my cousin for getting the Batmobile when I was like 5. Like, maybe he wanted a wand. my dudes, did we ever think of that? Maybe he didn't want the hammer. Maybe he wanted a sparkly princess wand, and that's how we've ended up here.
Oh, God.
Also, give Alizé, like, a bunch of presents. Maybe Alphino. Alphino, not so much, but Alizé definitely.
Give her a new outfit. She's mad she didn't get one.
Yeah. She is. She is mad about it. And you know what? She deserves to be mad. Absolutely.
Yeah, she needs a new outfit. And one that doesn't match her brother.
Yes, definitely. We need to find a good way to tell them apart.
Apparently, their lip color is slightly different.
What? Yeah,
but on top of a new outfit, she needs a new hairstyle. Banker got one. She needs one.
You stole or got one?
It'd make it easier to set them apart.
Yeah. But it would also, because it looks like what they're doing story-wise is they're separating the twins more often than giving them their own sense of identity, whereas in A Realm Reborn, could you really tell them apart by attitude or anything? They were practically the same character.
Yes, I could tell them apart, because Alizé was never there.
Okay, that's fair. True.
It's fair.
But it looks like they're giving them their own sense of identity now. So giving her a haircut that isn't his, you know, I think that's a good call. Ultimate, I think it's a great call.
No.
Give her a cute little pixie cut or something.
Yeah, she would totally go pixie cut too.
Yep. So let's talk about seasonal foods. Like, we do know there's a lot of seasonal foods that they have in the game right now, but like, is there like one that you wish that your tradition or your family does that you wish that they could bring in for everyone else to enjoy?
Oh, like eating in real life?
Yep. Like bring that food that you have in real life into the game.
Everybody to Google.
I will start it off this time. What's that, Dylan? Sorry, you kind of digitized.
Nope, you go ahead.
Okay, so my family does this weird bacon spinach, and it's all pan-fried. It's quick and easy, but it's like only time we have it is seasonal. I don't know why. I never tried cooking it myself, but that's just the only thing we do is so weird and different is just bacon with spinach.
I've seen that. I've lived in like three different countries, and so far everybody has their own like kind of is it a side dish? Is that what it is?
Yep, it is a side dish.
That's kind of what I'm seeing. Like pretty much every family everywhere has their own kind of separate little thing or their own take on it. So I think that's cool. Like I wouldn't mind that. Also, it sounds good. Give me the recipe. I want to eat it.
Yep, I'll send it to you after the podcast. Dylan, you were digitizing there. So what was that you were trying to say?
Do they have sweet potatoes in game?
They're called Lalafell. God.
They have yams in game.
I think it's just popados for the most part, and then like different species of popados.
I'd like sweet potato casserole.
Sweet
potato. Is that the casserole thing with the marshmallows on it?
Yes.
That like since I moved here, that's one of the most terrifying things I've ever encountered. It doesn't make no sense. I'm going to let you, like, you guys are welcome to eat it, but I'm terrified of it.
Have you never tried it?
It's a curious dish.
I tried it once, and I was really confused, and I had an existential crisis.
Yeah, it does not, it's what you think. It's like, this is made out of potato? Like, hold up. And then you eat it and you're like, wait, this don't, nope. Like, I'm confused.
Why tato go with marshmallow?
Great.
Why do this?
Why is it sweet? I don't understand.
And it's like all the the more southern style holiday foods, because I know like my friends on the north, one of the other like holiday foods that I really love is pecan pie. And like, used by that. It's like, so it's a nut pie. I'm like, well, but you know, there's also other stuff in it. And they're like, I don't understand. Yeah. They're like, I don't understand this. What it's weird.
It is so delicious though.
Delicious. Mm-hmm.
So I did a quick Google search or Moogle search, and only sweet potatoes that are out there are Lalafells. There is no actual sweet potato food item.
I feel like the sweet potato casserole would actually be a very Final Fantasy XIV item to implement. It almost seems like it was made to be in like a fantasy title, because it's kind of like a fantastical food, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's sweet potatoes, orange potatoes with marshmallows on top with brown sugar, and it just, yeah, it makes no sense, but it's wonderful.
Crow, is there a food item that you wish that SE would implement that you and your family do?
My mom makes a ton of cookies, like a ton of cookies, and I don't think any of these cookies, the way she makes them, are in game, so you gotta try my mom's cookies.
Okay, like,
M&M's. I don't think there's any like chocolate candy style creations in Eorza as of yet. So anything that has M&M cookies or just like coconut cookies, because I like coconut.
You know, I don't actually recall there being any holiday cookies, to be honest.
There's gingerbread cookies, but they're not a seasonal item. Like, there, I think it's like a level like 2 cooking recipe or something for like.
Oh yeah, culinary. That's right. There is.
I don't think they're seasonal though. They don't seem to be related to Starlight. You can eat them all year round. Eat as many as you want.
Enki, how about you?
So there's an item that's very similar to one I would want to implement, so I'm not going to go with that one. I am just going to go with the British gold standard mince pies.
Mince pies?
Yes. It does not have mincemeat in it. Like, you guys don't call it mincemeat, do you, though? You call it ground beef.
I was going to say, what is mince?
Mince is kind of like, it's spices, it's marzipan, it's sultanas, it's a lot of fruit that's kind of been like... it's almost like a chutney, really. It's kind of like fruit that's been soaked in a load of sugar and occasionally booze, which is really, really good. And then it's a
pound pie.
It's like a tiny baby. Most of the time they're dinky. So it's like a tiny baby pie with like a mincemeat in it. Like, go look it up. I like to mince the, mix the mincemeat into vodka. That's a tasty festive treat.
Okay.
Yes.
Definitely mince pies.
Definitely mince pies. Gotcha. Okay. Oh, dang, this whole podcast is going a little too fast. We're down to our last 5 minutes, guys.
I'm sure. Well, maybe you can remove the music question. I'm sure everybody would love to dodge that one.
Sure. I'm just going to read this question out loud. Describe your Warrior of Light and let the other host present or assign you a gift. I already know what I'm getting Crowa if this was a thing.
Does it have to actually be the character that we play?
Yeah, because my character is not... My character is very unexpected.
Uh-oh.
What, did you show up to your house uninvited or something?
Oh no! I mean. No, well, so I created my character. This is gonna be actually really funny. My character was first primarily based off of Captain Jack Sparrow, so he's absolute pirate trash and is constantly drinking. And so I don't think anyone would want to give him a gift because, for the most part, he tends to annoy everybody. So. You can do with that as you will, like. But yeah, that's my actual character, is a drunk pirate, lamenting pirate that is always up to no good.
Okay.
I have a couple different characters. The first one, she is Ulda, and she's the daughter of a monitress, so probably getting her anything would be something that she would already have. So I'm gonna go with my other character, who is also, or at least likes to think that she's a pirate, and she's actually a bard who aspires to be a pirate, and she recently sunk her second ship, the Blowfish 2, so she'd really like a Blowfish 3.
I know what I'm going to get for Christmas, absolutely, 100%. I already have a gift in mind.
Oh, and her main weapon, as far as how I roleplay her, it is a battle mandolin. She actually hits people with her mandolin.
I love her so much.
I love it. We really need to do a D&D podcasts with these characters, because it just sounds like it'll be shenanigans that everybody will enjoy.
Pretty much.
Enki, how about you?
My character is literally your mom. Did you hydrate today? Are you eating? Do you need a sweater? Don't go out dressing. Nice. She's a Dark Knight who's your mom, basically. She'll bake you cookies, and then she'll pretty much stab anyone that looks at you sideways. It's justice, guys, okay?
Oh, geez. So...
She gives you mittens, too.
That's true.
How do I best describe my Warrior of Light? Has anybody seen Trigun?
Is it Vash?
Yes, just think of Vash. Like, awkward, dumb luck, and, like, skills, but not really... very serious about things.
I already know correctly. What I would do with this character. I already know.
Like, has his moments of bad, like, cool bandit stuff, but no, just, eh.
Like, as far as I recall, Vash also ends up on his face a lot, which makes sense because you are a dragoon.
Yeah, except instead of landing on my face, I super jump into the ceiling.
Okay, can I tell you exactly what I would get them?
Yeah, yeah, we're at that
giving
point.
Out gifts.
A football helmet.
I was going to say the same thing. Accident
prone. Both of us. It's fine.
Yeah, get some padding in there too, just to make sure. Be double safe. Like, bundle up, my child. The world is full of health hazards.
Oh, girl, what would you get with my character?
I mean, I don't know. I never watched Trigun.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
Done.
Look, fine. Hold up. I have a large backlog of things I need to watch.
Okay. Thankfully, everybody does now.
Access. Yeah, I'm slowly working it. I finished Inuyasha.
Ooh, very nice. That's a good one.
Only just in time because of Yashahime, but, you know.
Yep. How about Dylan Thorne's character? Like, what would you guys give Dylan Thorne's character?
Boat insurance.
Yes, definitely.
Because at the very least, then she can buy her own Mark 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 5,000. And put it on the insurance.
It had
remember
the
most anything.
Beautiful day glow pink sails too.
Amazing.
Oh, God.
Did you get sunk by other people, perchance?
I got sunk in an RP that actually was related. So I got sunk by the Garlean.
Oh, no.
It's probably because you violated an accord somewhere with the sail. Like, I like me some Dayglow pink, but not everybody's a fan.
I believe she was standing on the hull of the ship singing her Eeyore's rendition of Kami Mae.
The first thing I'm going to say my character is going to give you is a waterproof boom box.
Medla.
No worse. I'm going full sail with this now. It's like, guys, do you hear that noise? Look off in the distance. She's
just
coming.
Ominously like Jaws.
Oh, God. No. Oh, no.
Amazing.
All right, Crow, what are you going to get?
I'd probably pay off the yellow jackets, look the other way or something.
Like, pay him off.
Yeah. Done the rest.
It's like she's
all, it's all. It is the gift that keeps on giving in Limsa. It really does.
It is. It is the foundation of Limsa Luensa.
Honestly, though.
All right. How about. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good.
How about Enki's character? What would you guys give as a gift?
Let's better see. Be your unconditional love or I'm riding.
A large selection of adamantite knitting needles.
Amazing.
Good. Doubles as a weapon.
Doubles.
Unbreakable.
I also does like to knit.
Croa?
I mean, just like all the nice mom things, you know? It's like, hey, you can have a day off. We'll take care of it. We'll do the dishes and stuff. Like,
get her a gift set for Bath and Body Works.
Right, yep. A spa day for, I guess, where would that be?
Probably Kagane. That's about the only place.
Warm wine sanitarium.
Oh, yeah, warm wine is a spa, isn't it?
Yeah. Clear melt if we're on the first.
Aw. I would get, and I think that's Bronze Lake spas. I'd get a day pass.
Nope.
Just be like, go enjoy yourself. We're going to try not to cause trouble. Don't worry, guys. We got this. We can
going,
cause all
going
the trouble.
To try. I'm going to
try. We'll be good. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Maybe.
TLDR, they summoned the primal.
You know what? The fact that you're even trying like would make her proud. It's just like you are genuinely trying to stay out of trouble, and I love you for it. But please don't.
It's just that moment right when the crystals start glowing, the primal's starting to, you know, make its physical forms. You can hear off in the distance, "Why did you guys break this time?"
It's like that one, was it a TikTok, a video, like a meme or something? It's like, it's this little kid running around, and the mom says, "What have you got there?" And the kid goes, "A knife." And she's like, "No!
No!
Yes!
A primal! No, absolutely not! Put it back."
Yes, it was a TikTok.
Dylan would actually, like, if she was going to summon a primal, it'd be like Fat Chocobo.
Oh my god.
Yoshi, we need that. We need the Fat Chocobo.
Okay, what about Crow's character? Like, I'm a little stuck on this one. I mean, what do you get a pirate? They usually just steal everything anyway, so what do you get somebody that has everything?
Dylan would invite Croa over to her family's Starlight celebration, which basically they're from Linsa over by the pumpkin patch. And for Starlight, they shoot cannons full of candy at Dylan.
Oh my.
That's amazing.
Because they're a bunch of pirate crazies.
What'd I get him? I guess a nice... No, I'm not going to get him a new hat.
He does like hats.
I'm not going to get him booze either, because I'm not going to enable that.
He probably already has booze on him, though, so that's the thing.
True. You know what? Like, he sounds like he needs another hobby, just like a side hobby or something that isn't drinking. So I'd get him like a subscription to like Skillshare or something, so he can take some lessons, like maybe in crochet, macrame, you know, just something that isn't drinking, something to keep you out of trouble.
I can already see this conversation between ASA and Crow. It's like, have you considered not being a pirate, dear?
I think it would be nice if you got a hobby.
You can do that.
Oh man.
What's really funny is that I actually just got a subscription and a Skillshare today.
Not sponsored.
I was like, hold up, wait. That's funny.
I think if I were to get Croa anything, I think it would be a very sharp object that should never dull.
Ooh, nice.
And it would never get stuck when stabbed into wood.
Yeah, I mean, that's neat. Also, something that you don't have to sharpen or, like, send off to be sharpened. Like, everybody wants something like that in their kitchen. Mm-hmm. I want that in my kitchen. That's a hella neat gift.
Good times.
Yep.
We're all terrible, admit it.
Yeah.
I do, every day, but it's fine.
Hopefully the editors will be like, yeah, this episode's okay, but...
like, what is wrong with you people? Are you okay?
So now we have a label. Tilp is the short bus kid. Crow is just a pirate, along with... Dylan Thorne, and then Enki is just the mom that has to keep tabs on everybody.
You're all in the back of my SUV, and we're going to soccer practice.
And tell them the good child, clearly.
I think we broke him.
I mean, wouldn't be the first time.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I think I could get through this. Okay.
Breathe. Remember to breathe.
I am so dry. With that, guys, that brings our little seasonal episode to a close. I hope you guys have a wonderful Starlight Festival. I wish that to both Dylan Thorne, Enki, and Croa, that you guys have a phenomenal Starlight celebration.
I'm getting cold in my stocking this year. I know it. I could be in an episode today. I'm going to get punished.
But with that, guys, we will wish you all a silent and a wonderful eve.
Aetherstream is part of Aetherflow Media, a community-based project with a focus on Final Fantasy XIV. Aside from this podcast, we produce web content and our magazine, Aetherflow. And if you like what you see and hear, consider joining our Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/aetherflowmedia. All funds go towards providing you with the best possible content that we can create.